By all accounts, Byron Norwood loved life, loved to laugh, and loved his friends. The 25-year-old Marine from Pflugerville, Texas, was killed on November 13th during the Fallujah Offensive. His unit was the 3rd Battalion of the 1st Regiment, which took part in the invasion of Iraq in 2003. Sergeant Norwood had finished one tour in Iraq, but was recalled for another. Here's Michael May of member station KUT.
Byron's closest friends have a hard time keeping a straight face when remembering him. They still giggle about the time Byron dug a backyard mud wrestling pit for a New Year's Eve party. The night turned freezing cold, but that didn't stop Byron from stripping to his boxers and sliding in alone at the stroke of midnight. Friends Matt Aikens and Omid Garashi.
Byron at some points just had no shame, and he didn't really care what anybody thought of him. He was going to have fun.
Imagine that all the time.
Byron was a muscular blonde guy about 6 feet tall with an impish grin and a larger-than-life attitude. He dressed preppy in high school, but when his regiment was stationed in California, he got himself a cowboy hat, a pickup, and developed a drawl. Omid says the Texas attitude was part of the Byron show.
Byron had this walk. he would walk with his chest a little higher and his shoulder a little tucked back, and he'd just walk around, and he would act like it's nothing. And I'm like, oh, Byron, come on.
That was just Byron.
But despite Byron's swaggering persona, he wore his emotions on his sleeve. He was a good listener, his friends say. He fell in love easily. And he was the type to look after his friends' little sisters. Matt Aikens.
I mean, he was an extremely sensitive guy, and that's really kind of hard. It doesn't really match up to the macho warrior that, you know, was in Iraq.
The Marine Corps changed Byron. The scattered hyperkinetic energy was gone. His loyal, sweet nature remained, and it was strengthened by a newfound sense of responsibility. Janet Norwood is Byron's mother.
It wouldn't have been my first choice as a mother. I was, you know, afraid that he'd get hurt. But once he joined and I saw how dedicated he was, I guess in the future I'll be able to look back and say, even though this has happened, the Marine Corps was great for Byron and they were a perfect fit.
Byron's parents stand over a tabletop shrine. There's Byron's white cap, his gloves, and the purple heart he earned. His father picks up a large photograph. There's Byron, with his arm thrown enthusiastically over his Iraqi interpreter. Even on the battlefield, Byron was making new friends.
They signed that picture together, and it says, shoulder to shoulder, we fight for a better world, and then it's signed Fallujah, Iraq, 17 September 2004.
When his unit was called up this past June for the second time, Byron was suffering from a shoulder injury. The Marines gave him the option not to go, and his mother tried to talk him out of it.
I told him before he left the second time, it was right before we put him on the plane, I'm standing right here in this room, I said, Byron, I just feel like I'm letting you down. I'm your mom. I'm supposed to protect you. You know, that's my job, and it has been since you were born. And I said, now you're going off to the most dangerous part of the world, and I feel like I can't protect you. And he just gave me a big hug, and he said, that's okay, Mom. He said, you've done your job. Now it's my turn to protect you.
Byron died the way he lived, serving the ones he loved. For NPR News, I'm Michael May in Austin.